Q94, your Mountain of Rock and a morning adventure we're on and visiting with high school football coaches from around the area. We're staying in the SCA as we head down to Kabul, and we're going to visit with head coach Glenn Cox. Coach, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Gary. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
Fantastic. It's, you know, it's that time of year. It's high school football, and Friday Night Lights are about to click on. But how did your off-season summer go with you and your Kabul Bulldogs?
Gary, we had a great off-season. You know, we now have 10 kids that squat more than 300 pounds, and we have two kids that squat over 400 pounds. We've gotten stronger. We had a great summer. We got four tremendous leaders in our seniors, Quentin Green, Justin Moore, Carson Long, who's a great athlete in all three sports, and we have Corbin Cruz, who are leading us, and we're having a great time right now in Kabul.
Hey, I got to give a shout out to Carson because he is a fantastic young man. I mean, he is the perfect role model for young high school athletes. I mean, the way he carries himself, you know, yes sir, yes ma'am. He's just polite. He's a hard worker. He's just a really good young man. I just want to throw that out there.
He is. I want to tell a quick story about him. This summer, you know, he plays baseball year round. He was in Kansas City one weekend and came to one of our non-mandatory workouts on Monday morning on 2 hours sleep. I did everything I could to make him go home, and he wouldn't go home and get any rest until he finished his workout. That's the kind of young man that he is.
Right. Well, and, you know, other players see that. You know, they're like, you know, I guarantee you, there were some guys that was probably thinking, man, this is too hard, it's too hot, and, you know, I'm tired. But they see, you know, Carson out there, it's like, well, if he's doing it, you know, we can do it too. And that's where you build that chemistry. That's where it starts.
Amen. You know, and that's exactly it. We have a great culture right now. I don't know about great culture. We have a better culture because of the tone that these seniors are setting for us. Our kids want to make these seniors happy. Our kids follow them, and they're a pretty good bunch to follow.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, is there still some competition going on, you know, with your Bulldogs right now?
Thoughts are pretty well settled with our numbers. We got 27 kids out, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we try to have year-round competition because nobody's above the program. We just want the best kid to play every week. And every week, you know, if somebody comes out and doesn't have the best day, if somebody has a better day, they're going to take that spot. That's just how we're going. You know, but we got a great offensive line. We got a young offensive line, the great wall of Kabul. Mm-hmm. We got our tackles, sophomore, my kid, Trevor Lotharp. Mm-hmm. Right tackle, Corbin Cruz, with our center, Nate Long, a junior this year. And we got Lucas Hong and probably Braylon Haywood at our guards with Justin Moore playing tight end. Mm-hmm. Carson Long and Bradley Honeycutt are going to be our two wings on offense. And Josiah Leonard's going to step in as a sophomore quarterback. We're expecting big things out of him with Quentin Green going from running back to a receiver.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I mean, having – playing young players, the one thing is you gain the following year is experience. And the experience that these young men, you know, got, that's a good thing to build on.
They do, and that was one blessing we had last year in so many lopsided games. As soon as we were down by 35, we rolled our JV in. Mm-hmm. And we have most of our roster that are not freshmen, 10th grade and up.
Yeah.
They have Friday night experience already.
Well, week one, you host El Dorado Springs. What can you tell us about them?
They are a good program. Eddie Long is in his second year as head coach. He's another Lamar guy with me.
Mm-hmm.
And former Willow Springs head coach Travis Payne is the offensive coordinator. They have an experienced coach staff as well with Dave Carpenter down there. He's a longtime coach and former head coach at Lamar. They have about 40-50 kids out. Eddie's got it rolling down there. That's going to be a good game for us. I think we're going to be a competitive game for us.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have to be on top of our game that night. But it's going to be a great night for football in Texas County.
Well, and it's here. It's time. But now, you know, this Friday night, will the Bulldogs be taking part in any jamboree?
No, we elected again not to do a jamboree, just stay home and practice and focus on ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, more and more, you know, used to jamborees, it was just a big thing. Everybody, you know, we don't have a jam, got to find one. But I think for me, jamborees, I worry that, you know, oh boy, somebody's going to get hurt. And when you're class one, you're class one, class two, class three, one injury, that can be titanic.
It is, and right now, one injury would be hurtful to us. And, you know, 20 years ago, Gary, you've been on this long time like I have. Your jamboree was a big deal. Nowadays, you got so many camps in the summer, and so many team camps, that you don't necessarily count on that jamboree to know what your team, to make any fine-tuning or to know about your team. You're pretty much already set. Mm-hmm. The jamboree is just a little few extra plays and, like you said, a chance to get somebody hurt.
Yeah, see, I'm so old, we didn't even have jamborees. We had one preseason game, and it was,
right.
You know, usually the first quarter was your ones, the second quarter was your twos, and the second half was, you know, your JV and freshmen. But, yeah, it's changed a lot. And I think, you know, for smaller schools, sometimes just having that extra practice, you know, where the whistle's a little bit quicker because, you know, it's your own coaches there on the field with them, that more can be gained out of that than, you know, I mean, it's a glorified dress rehearsal. Let's not sugarcoat it. To me, that's all the jamboree is.
You got a point, you know, and for us, we're going to get more out of it by staying home and getting some practice in with our own guys than we are going anywhere else, like you said, for a dress rehearsal.
Right on. Well, everybody, head coach of the Kabul Bulldogs, and you're in year two, right? Is this your second year with the Bulldogs or third?
This is my second year at Kabul, my 26th year overall, you know, and go ahead.
I was just going to say, can you count the gray hairs or are you past that?
I don't have enough hair anymore to count the gray hairs, you know, between the 26 years you've been in this business.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is. But, you know, when you love what you do, it's always a joy to wake up each and every morning.
That's it. You know, I can be doing anything I want to be doing, but it's just to have the opportunity to work with our kids, to work with these young men, and to help. You know, our motto is if all I teach you to do is block and tackle, and I'm failing you. I stole that from the great Scott Bailey,
yes.
Who's retired now, by the way. But that's kind of our motto. And if we can wake up every day and have a positive impact in a kid's life, or be a father or an uncle figure to a kid who doesn't have one at home, then we've done our job that day.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, there is far more about tackling, you know, throwing passes, catching passes, running for touchdowns, making all that. There's a lot more to it, but. And you got it pointed in the right direction. Everybody, head coach, Coach Cox of the Kabul Bulldogs, appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk with you again next Friday, okay?
Thank you so much, Gary. Thank you for all you guys do for high school football in the area. We appreciate it.